wisdom from the awakening night. Last night was the longest night of the year. Welcome into the blessed light of this morning. Welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry, and it is my great pleasure to serve this warm and generous congregation. I want to thank you all for being here. Your presence matters. Your spirit and flame make this community warmer and brighter. That's true whether this is your first time here or you've been coming for years and years. This morning we celebrate the winter solstice in song and in story. People of all ages are part of this celebration. We welcome those who can't help but wiggle, and we welcome those who struggle to concentrate when someone is wiggling. All of us, no matter who we are and how we are, need the promise and blessing of the light of the solstice. We light this chalice to celebrate the return of the sun, reminding us of the internal truth that out of the darkness comes light. Ancient people saw the flow of time as circular, not linear. And the changing seasons were understood as a great wheel, or the wheel of the year. To this season was given the name Yule, an Anglo-Saxon word meaning wheel. The green wreaths that decorate our doors and windows this time of year symbolize the wheel. The wheel is turning. Today we begin by casting the circle to create a sacred space for our celebration, as is done in pagan rituals. So what we're going to do is we're going to rise and turn and face east direction as it is called out. So everybody rise. And we're going to face east, which is forward. So you're very lucky. Very good beginning.
We call forth all that is sacred in the east. We call the sunrise. We call inspiration. We welcome the air, the wind, and the scent of flowers and crisp pines. We call forth the east. Be welcome.
We turn to the south.
We call forth all that is sacred in the south. We call the midday sun. We call action and being a new alive.
South is this way, guys. South is this way.
We call forth a compass to give us direction. We welcome the element of fire, which brings warmth and light. We call forth the south. Be welcome.
And we turn to the west, which is actually that direction.
We call forth all that is sacred in the west. We call the sunset. We call the emotions. We welcome water. We are grateful for how it makes our lives possible and refreshes and replenishes us. We call forth the West. Be welcome.
We call forth all that is sacred in the North. We call the winter. We call wisdom and acceptance. We welcome Earth, the soil and ground of which give a home to all. We call forth the North. Be welcome.
In November, we begin to notice the darkness. The sunsets are earlier. The sun rises later. We begin to live in the dark. It is dark when we leave for work or school in the morning, and it is dark when we come home. The Portland grayness settles, so some days it feels as if dusk begins at sunrise. So we move indoors. We turn on the heat. We light fires. Sometimes the darkness can be difficult. It can be lonely or overwhelming or full of grief or fear or pain. The darkness can come from listening to the news and worrying about the state of our country or worrying about the climate. It could be a conversation with family that brings the dark, or maybe it's the state of our spirit or soul. The dark settles. It seeps into us. Winter and darkness seep into us, but if we sit with it, it can heal us. Darkness isn't only cold and emptiness. It can be warm and fertile. It holds us when we sleep and we dream. We hug in the dark. We grow in the dark. We can learn to be wise in the dark. From the darkness, we can find the way to do the next right thing. Let us settle into the dark for a time. What waits in the dark for you? How does it feel? Is there fear or pain? Is there warmth or dreams? What do you see in the dark? And how does the dark call you? We shall have a few moments of silence. Then it happens. The Earth's tilt is as far from the sun as it can get. Then it begins the circling dance that moves us ever closer to the sun. The days begin to get lighter. The sun gives to us freely. The sun makes it possible to sing, to dance, to love. The sun makes it possible to cry and laugh. Nothing we are is really our own. We are the children of the sun and of the earth. Our life is their gift to us. Let's take this opportunity and any other opportunity we have to give freely in gratitude for the life that we've been given. Let us please take this morning's offering.
So before I do the service, the kids are not coming up here, so I would invite anyone who needs to take 5 seconds to just stand up and do a little stretch or a little shake. Let's take 5 seconds. I'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, everybody sit down. Raven came. All the world was in darkness. The sky above was in darkness. The waters below were in darkness. Men and women and all those on the spectrum lived in the dark and cold. Raven was sad for them. He said, "I will search for the light." Raven flew across valleys and mountains. He flew along rivers and other lakes. There was darkness all around. Then he saw a bit of light far away. He flew and flew and came closer to the light. The light was at the edge of the water. The light came from the house of the Sky Chief, and it was shining. Raven perched on a pine tree on the shore. Raven watched. He saw a beautiful young girl emerge from the shining house and go to the edge of the water. She was the Sky Chief's daughter. She knelt and drank some water from a woven basket. Raven changed himself into a pine needle. He fell down from the tree and floated on the water. When the girl drank again, she swallowed the pine needle. After a time, the girl gave birth to a child. The child was small and dark, with shiny black hair and tiny black eyes. Who do you think the child was? It was Raven. Raven had been reborn as a child. The Sky Chief was delighted with his daughter's child. He called him Grandchild. He played with the boy and carved toys for him. He invited the elders to come and see this curious, wonderful child. The elders gathered in the shining house with the Sky Chief and his daughter. They watched Raven Child crawl around the floor of the lodge. He pretended to be playing. All the time, he was trying to find where the light was hidden. He saw a box in the corner of the lodge, The box was large. It was carved and painted with many colors. The box was bright. It glowed. Raven Child said, "Ha ha!" "What do you want?" asked his mother. Raven Child said, "Ah, ah!" He began to cry. "What does the child want?" asked the elders. Raven Child said, "Ha, ha!" He cried and cried. "My grandchild wants in the box," said the Sky Chief. The young woman placed the box in front of Raven Child, but he continued to cry. She took the lid off the box. Inside was a smaller box. His mother took the lid off of that box, and the light poured out of it. Light flooded the room. Inside the box was a shining ball blazing with light. What do you think that ball was? It was the sun. "Give him the ball," said the Sky Chief. His mother gave Raven Child the ball. Raven Child stopped crying. He began to play with it. He rolled it around the floor of the lodge. Then he changed into a bird. "Ha ha!" He became Raven once again. "Caw, caw," he said. Sky Chief, his daughter, and the elders looked on in amazement. Raven plucked up the ball of light in his beak, flew through the smoke hole of the lodge, and disappeared into the dark sky. Raven flew over the valleys and mountains. He flew along the rivers and along the lakes. Raven threw the sun high into the sky, and it stayed there. This is how Raven stole the sun and gave it to all the people. And why do the people always feed Raven? To thank him for bringing the light.
We will call in the light. What a radical thing to say. We will call in the light. How we look up to people who have called in the light. Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Nelson Mandela, Eleanor Roosevelt, Mother Teresa. We look and hope for someone who can call in the light and solve the painful challenges of our country, where the rule of law is being dismissed and lies are passed off as truth. We hope for someone to call in the light and reduce carbon emissions as the ice melts and the droughts intensify. We hope for someone who will call in the light for the migrants who cross our border and then are imprisoned. We want the light called in when our relationships are broken, when our aging hurts, when we are overwhelmed and scattered. We want the light called in when we lose a sense of ourselves, when we feel depressed or anxious and forget who we are and what matters. We want someone to call in the light, and we often want that someone to be someone else. It's much easier that way. We don't know how to respond, and the dark is hard to navigate. But our faith teaches us to be the light. So how are we the light? How are we to be the people who bring in the light? There are some simple ways. We smile. We say hello. We ask, "How can I help?" We are kind. We listen to ourselves. We listen to others. We act when there's danger and injustice. But the harder way and the most effective way to be the light is to be ourselves, to bring our gifts to our families, community, and world. That is the light. It's easy, though, to lose track of ourselves in a world that demands constant busyness, in a culture that uses shame and perfectionism to shut us down. This is its own special darkness, a darkness of self-forgetting, a darkness of loss of power, a darkness of forgetting just how remarkable each of us is. We are each one of us a child of the stars, born out of the mystery of life. We are amazing. Each of us is amazing. Our life is an extraordinary gift, one we can never pay back. And by being a gift, by our life being a gift, we are also an extraordinary gift by what we have to offer the world. The solstice is a time to marvel at the wonder of our planet and the way it dances with the sun, creating patterns of light and dark and warm and cold. It is also a time to marvel at the wonder of ourselves and how we each radiate light with our love and with our gifts. The solstice is a time to reclaim our gifts and let them be reborn as the light that they are. At solstice, we are invited to return to ourselves, and by returning to ourselves, call in the light. We call in the light, and it is a radical thing to do. And so I'm going to invite you to bring in the light. You're going to come forward, and I want each of you, I will give you a small candle, and I want you to light it and set it here, and we together will call in the light. And so, and as you do that, I want you to reflect on the light that you are. Remember the light that you are for this moment and this time and this safe, safe place. And we have called in the light. This poem is by the Reverend David Reedon. The solstice teaches us that darkness comes, that darkness goes. The solstice teaches us that light comes and light goes. The solstice teaches us calmly, silently, to be calm, silent, learning. The solstice teaches us as we circle the sun that everything flies. The solstice teaches us to remember the dark, to remember the light, to remember time, the seasons, and love as we circle the sun. Let us now thank the directions for holding us this morning in song, story, and transformation. We will begin with the north, which I think is that direction. You can stand.
To the powers of the North, we thank you for your presence. Let us carry this new light in our heart with wisdom. Blessed be.
Now we will turn back to the west, back there.
To the powers of the West, we thank you for your presence. Let us carry the new light with hearts filled with compassion. Blessed be.
To the powers of the South, we thank you for your presence. Let us carry the new light with passion and power of love. Blessed be.
To the powers of the East, we thank you for your presence. Let us carry the new light with new thoughts and new songs. Blessed be.
The earth is circling the sun, bringing us toward the light. Carry that light. Carry the light that you have found here today. Carry the light of yourself and take it home and take it to the streets and join it with other lights and share it freely. Bring joy.